Hello, the Swipe Minister Prophetess, some 91, episode 189. So, we've been personalizing some 91. Some 91 for life. So, we're on verse 10, and what are we saying? There shall no evil befall me. Personalizes no longer there shall no evil before thee, but there shall no evil before thee, before me. Okay, so we've been looking at 2 Kings 18, where we saw this king called Sennacherib of Assyria, who had attacked the king of Israel or Judah, Hezekiah. Those times Judah and Israel were divided, or had become a divided kingdom. So this is Judah. So the king of Judah, and he the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh to bring evil tidings to to Hezekiah, that I'm coming for you, and not only am I coming, I'm coming for the whole city, so that the people in the city, they will drink their, they will eat their dung, and they will drink their piss. That's very significant. Can you imagine somebody telling you this? Some of you, they tell you words and then that is it. Somebody says something, and somebody, a colleague, something happened, they has told you that you will see what I would do with you, I would do, and you are born again believer, and you are afraid. Why are you afraid? Then you don't know who you are. If you knew who you were, you will not be afraid, you will laugh. So what happened? This was serious business for Hezekiah. So when Hezekiah heard, so we are on verse 19, and it came to pass, that's verse 1, and it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it. So when he heard this report, the doctor's report, the son's report, when he looked at your report, your son, what he had performed in school, when you looked at the report from your boss, from the financial team, you look, you have a business, and when you look at what the government is saying, whatever report it is, whether by mouth, say by word, by letter, whatever it is, when he looked at this report, that he rent his clothes. I'm not saying you should rent your clothes or tear your clothes. Those were the old ways of expressing grief. So he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth. So there is no need to take sackcloth. Some of you, a million of you hear this, then that's, you are in that depression mood. Why go into depression like that? You don't know. Prophetess, you don't know what my husband is doing to me. Oh, really? But who says that every marriage is cool? If marriage is between two people with different ways of doing things, you can all be pastors, bishops, archbishops, but there will be differences because you are two people. Even when you agree on God's word, the way to go about God's word is different. A is different from B, and it's by living together and adjusting, and you as a wife submitting to your husband. Oh, you see, prophetess, that's, my wife does not submit at all. You also love her, love your wife. And the more you love her, the more you will break her by your love. You will break, you're already married. Why should you divorce? You see, so this is the way to go. So he rent his clothes and put sackcloth on himself. And listen to this. And went into the house of the Lord. He said, oh God. So it means he went to church. In those days, he went to the temple. But what about us in the new covenant? Do you need to go to church? No! Remember what we've discussed in the previous episode from 2 Corinthians 3. It says that what? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3. He said, you are. Then 2 Corinthians also said, chapter 6 also said, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So you are the temple. Now there is no need to run somewhere to go and pray. Right now, wherever you are, in your car, you are driving, whatever, you can speak there. And there'll be shakings all over the world because you spoke, because you said it. Do not be afraid at all. Say what God, you see, when you say what God says, when you say, you put God's word in your, in on your lips, and with you, your heart believes it, like how he said in Romans 10:9-10, that with the heart the man believes, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. What is going to move you, bring that thing to pass, is when the heart believes and the mouth speaks those words of God, when they're on your lips and there is faith in that. I tell you, you shoot it in the spirit and it happens, manifest in the physical. So you don't have to go to church. You don't have to find a temple to go and lie there to pray. No, right now where you are the temple. You are the man. Open your mouth and speak it, and it shall surely come to pass. I've not forgotten about treating addiction. I'll come to that. So here he was. He went to the temple, but you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're so blessed. You are so blessed. You had it better than King Hezekiah. You're blessed. Bye.